Well, it is neighbor looking time. My neighbor's missing. My neighbor is tardy today. Okay, I'm going to have another neighbor. Okay, everybody, just look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever
be the same
again. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank y'all. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your presence here this morning. We thank you for what you've already done and what you're doing right now. We ask you to open the eyes of our understanding concerning your word and concerning you, Father God, the qualities that are in you. Father God, reveal those qualities that are in you to us today. We thank you for it, Father God. We see things we've never seen and hear things we've never heard. And we get revelation knowledge this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to 2 Kings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the title today is God's Goodness. Amen. How many of y'all have ever seen God's goodness? Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5, starting verse number 9. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. Now Naaman has leprosy. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and he went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abner and Pharpah, rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? May not I wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, Father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to you, wash and be clean? Then he went down and he dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. So this is telling us Naaman has leprosy. And God told him through a messenger of the prophet, go wash in Jordan 7 times and you'll be healed. Naaman was mad. Naaman was somebody that was in authority. And he felt like, one, it was a slight of him when the prophet sent out somebody else to tell him this. Sometimes it's funny, we come to church and we're looking for a word from God, and you may be looking for it from me or from Pastor Sharon, and somebody else is speaking, and you say, well, I'm not going to receive today. You're wrong. You're wrong. Your attitude is wrong. Whoever's speaking, we receive from God, and we receive everything God has got from us, for us. Amen? So his attitude was wrong. He thought, he had a preconceived idea, he'll surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and lay his place over the place and strike and recover the leper. And the other rivers, he's using preconceived ideas and soulish reasoning. He said, aren't these other rivers, they're cleaner than the waters of Israel. And so he left mad. Now God was just trying to show Naaman his goodness. Hang on. God was just trying to show Naaman his goodness by healing him of his leprosy. People talked to him, calmed him down. He went and dipped. He was healed. God didn't want him suffering because God's a good God. So God told him how to get healed. That's God's goodness. But his preconceived ideas almost stopped him from receiving God's highest and best. Wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. How many times do we allow our preconceived ideas stop us from receiving the goodness of the Lord? Many times. Naaman could have been stuck in his leprosy had he not have surrendered what he thought was best. Now, I'm going to give you, there's a lot today that I want to teach. But I want to teach more about natural stuff today of his goodness than I do spiritual stuff. I'm going to bring some spiritual stuff into it. But there's so many people that have religious mindsets and they feel like God is not interested in anything that's natural. And so it's all about something spiritual, something pie in the sky. But God is concerned about natural things that affect you and me, natural things that we would buy, natural places we would go. I'm telling you, God's concerned about the natural just like He is the spiritual. Those natural things are spiritual to God. But I want to bring it down to our level. There's this lady, I know some of you have read her book. Her name is Jane Glencher. And she wrote a book called Power Praying. And matter of fact, I've given the book to several people, and it's one of my favorite books because it talks about hearing the voice of God. And, you know, some people, I've given it to lots and lots of people, but some people have come to me and said, you know, I really didn't get into that book until the last part of the book, and then I could get into it. And, you know, I've read that book, like, I've read it four or five times all the way through, and I've read it portions here and there. And I'm like, what is it about the front of the book that's throwing people off this book? And so I reread it again. And in the front of the book, Jane Glencher talks about her daughter had spilled something on the carpet and messed the carpet up. And she asked the Holy Spirit. She said, Holy Spirit, she went out to the place to get something for the carpet. And she said, Holy Spirit, I believe you could tell me anything. And rather than me buy all these different kinds of carpet cleaner and try all the different ones, you know everything about everything. Could you please show me which one of these to buy? See, now God's on a natural level, and see, now I understand religious mindsets can't hear what I just said. That they if they have false teeth, they just came out of their mouth. So put them back in, tighten them down, throw some Permabond on them or some fixed dent, something really good, and get those teeth back in there, because we're gonna bust some religious mindsets today. You understand? We ain't going about religion, we're going about what God is involved in, and God's involved in our everyday life. Her carpet was a big deal. She had a bad stain on this carpet. This was white carpet, and I think it was a red stain, and it just ruined the carpet. And so she's praying about this, and the Holy Spirit said, you know, she's asking the Holy Spirit which one, and she's in the store, and she's, you know how many different carpet cleaners there are? There's like a ton of them. And she's kneeling down, and she's like asking the Holy Spirit. Nobody even knows what she's doing. She's just asking the Holy Spirit. She's not praying to the Holy Spirit. She's just asking Him. Which one? She's putting her hand over them. And as she puts her hand over this one, there's two ladies behind her that walked up behind her while she's doing it. And they said, that's the one. That one right there. That's the best one they ever had. That'll take any stain out of anything you've ever seen in your life. And she looked around and she said, thank you. And she was like, God, you just spoke to me and told me what carpet cleaner to buy. You told me. She said she went home, took it, put it on her carpet. Boom, it was gone. Now, I understand. I know, some of you still got to put your teeth back in. I understand. Get them back in. She said in something, she has a blog too, and on her blog she was talking about, she said that all her life she had made this statement. She said, Lord, I'm so glad we don't have a dog. I don't know if she had bad experience with a dog. I don't know what it was. But she said, I'd said it hundreds of times. She said, she's going along, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to get a dog. And she said, huh? Said, I want you to get a dog. She said, that can't possibly be you. There's no way that could be you, because I don't like dogs. Dogs are not my thing. That's not me. No, not me. No, that couldn't be you. No way. She prayed about it, to get a dog. Now, it's not a... like if she's going to suffer some punishment for not getting the dog. But He was telling her something that was going to bless her. So in obedience, she got it. She said she got the perfect dog, the best dog in the whole world. And she realized that God was trying to bless her by telling her to get this dog. She never saw that she should get it. She didn't want it. And yet when she obeyed Him, it was like the eyes of her understanding were enlightened, and she said God was just pouring out His goodness in ways that she never saw before. There was a new dimension of what, I'm paraphrasing, but what the Lord was doing by telling her to do that. God is sometimes just trying to enrich our lives by leading us to do things that He knows will bless us and bring joy to us. Even though some of those things are not in our box. Can I say that again? God is sometimes just trying to enrich our lives by leading us to do things that He knows will bless us and bring joy to us, even though some of those things are not in our box. Jeremiah 29:11, we just heard this. I want to read it in the easy to read version now. Jody gave us another version. I say this because I know the plans that I have for you. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. I have good plans for you. Now, I'm going to tell you a lot of stories today. Y'all going to hang with me?
Yeah.
This way the Holy Spirit's leading me to do it today. My oldest brother, Rick, Helen's husband, he has no preconceived ideas where food is concerned. He will try everything. I say everything, anything, everything. He has tried everything, I believe. And he's always talking about things he likes. Pig brains, pickled pig feet, pickled okra, tripe, hot peppers, kimchi. You understand, kimchi is something they bury in the ground and wait for it to rot for days and days and days, and then they take it out of the ground and they eat it. You understand, this sounds like some good stuff. Me and my brother Rick have had many conversations. He'll ask me, do you eat this? And I say, uh-uh. Do you eat that? Uh-uh. Oh, you just don't know what you're missing. I said, that's okay, I'm going to miss it. And what I'm saying, I always say, no, I don't like that. I would never eat that. So it seems that he has no preconceived ideas about food. So with all the different things he's tried, probably some of them aren't that bad. Matter of fact, we were at a restaurant one time. We ran into Rick and Helen at a steakhouse one time. And we were sitting there eating, and he said, they got pickled okra here. I don't like regular okra. Why would I like pickled okra? Rick would not leave me alone. You don't know my brother. He's relentless. He would not leave me alone. I mean, it's just like a broken record. Try the pickled okra. Try the pickled okra. Try the pickled okra. Please try the pickled okra. You don't know. Try the pickled okra. So in order to shut my brother up, I tried a little piece of the pickled okra. Please do not tell him I liked it. Please. He will think he has one up on me. Please do not tell him that I like it. It's our little secret. We had some get together a few months ago. It's one where Jody was teaching about hope at something. I don't remember what seniors mean, I guess. One at y'all's house. And he was asking me, matter of fact, it was him and Steve, your husband Steve. And they were talking about pork skins. And they said, do you like pork skins? And I said, mm-mm, can't stand them. And Rick was talking about, you just don't know what you're missing. And Steve was, you know, right there with him. You just don't know what you're missing. Pork skins. You know, I could eat the whole tub of pork skins at one time. And I said, I've tried them. I don't like them. I don't think I'm missing nothing. But I guess the seed was planted. And somewhere in my mind, there's a seed of a pork skin. I've tried these things before, you understand. And suddenly I walked past them. No, that's not correct. I saw them on the Walmart. We buy our groceries on the Walmart app. And I saw barbecue pork skins. Now I like barbecue stuff. And I said, the barbecue ones might not be so bad. What have I got to lose? I'll try the barbecue ones. Don't tell Rick. Please don't tell Rick. Please, whatever you do, don't tell Rick. I buy barbecue pork skins all the time. I buy them two packs. Every time we go to Walmart, I'm buying two packs of barbecue pork skins. Please don't tell Rick. I even put tuna fish on the barbecue pork skins. I put pimento cheese on barbecue pork skins. I'm way outside the box now. You understand? My preconceived ideas are gone. See, I just threw some of y'all under the bus. Some of y'all's teeth went so far under the bus you can't even get them. So my point in saying all that is because of my preconceived ideas, sometimes of how bad it is, not just food necessarily. I won't try most of them, like in the food area. But the Holy Spirit may say, try this, you'll like it. But because I'm closed off saying no to it, I'm probably missing out on some things that are actually good, that God wants to bless me with and open up to me. 1 Peter 2 and 3 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So what I'm saying no to, So what am I saying no to that the Holy Spirit is saying yes to? In what ways am I missing the goodness of God? In what ways is God trying to enrich my life, but I'm shutting Him down by saying no? Psalms 145 and 9, Good News Translation, says He's good to everyone. And He has compassion on all He made. So we have preconceived ideas about God. A lot of people think He's not concerned with little things. But God's nature is to bless us, to help us, to bring joy into our lives. God looks for ways to bless us. In fact, He's telling me, you and me things that'll bless us and make our lives more enjoyable. But we say, I'd never do that. I'd never go there. I'd never buy that. I don't like that. And God is still looking for ways to bless us. I'm going to continue on this food theme for a minute. We were at Pastor Sharon's sister's house two or three years ago. And her cousin was there, and she'd made some chicken chili. Now, she asked us to try it. Not my thing. Outside my box. I mean, chicken chili's got all kind of stuff in it that I didn't. But out of respect for her and trying not to hurt her feelings, I tried it. It was great. I wound up getting the recipe from her. I personally have made that chicken chili 20 times myself. I mean it. For the family, and we've given it away. I mean, wow, it's fantastic. Now, let me throw the religious mindset under the bus again. Most religious people won't understand this, but God did that. I know God personally, and I know He was trying to be a blessing to us by showing us something simple and easy to fix and very good, something we would enjoy. Now, God may not show His goodness to you the same way He shows it to me, because He knows we're individuals, and there's some things that you really enjoy that'll show His goodness to you, and there's some things that I really enjoy and that'll show His goodness to me. And we're all different, and we got to respect those differences and our rights to be different. But He'll show His goodness in some way to us. But religious people say God isn't concerned with chicken chili recipes. And I would say to them, you don't know Him like I know Him. That's what I'd say. Because if you knew Him like I know Him, you'd know that's part of His nature. I know it's His nature, and it's to bless. And I'm His child, and He knows me, and He knows that would be a great blessing to me. He knew it, so He had her go out of the way and make it that day just for me to show me His goodness. Can I keep going for a second? Y'all gonna keep pulling? Joe and Angela. Wave, Angela. We were back there greeting or whatever, and matter of fact, they might have been greeting on the other door or something as we're going out, and they were telling us about this place Joe had remodeled. He had worked to remodel this place up in Auburn. It's a restaurant. It's a buffet restaurant. And he was telling us about it, and they were both telling us about it, and we said, yeah, that's good. And you know, my preconceived idea, honestly, and Pastor Sharon's too, it was like, buffet. Most of the buffets I've ever ate out at are bland. They don't season their food. They don't put any salt, no pepper, no spices. And it's just like canned food. Everything just tastes the same to me. And that's just me. You understand? And, you know, a couple of weeks later, they mentioned it again. And then, I don't know, a week or so later, we got to talking about it again, and because we got the idea it was just a barbecue restaurant, but it was everything on the buffet. And they said, you got to try it. You just got to try it. So we said we would, and we did. You don't know. You have no idea. I'm telling you. They didn't tell me with enough feather. This place will knock your socks off. I'm like, oh my God. It's like heaven. With a long buffet line. And it's got everything known to man. Everything. I mean everything. And they season everything. And it's like your mama's cooking. If your mama cooked good. If she didn't cook good, it's not like that. It's like your aunt's cooking if she cooked good. But I'm talking about it is, our eyes were opened. I once was blind, now I can see. Now you say, Pastor, you're just trying to be funny. You're just trying to be silly. It's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show you a side of God That was God. I know people say, he's not interested in telling you about a buffet restaurant. He's interested in that because he thought it would bless us when we go out to eat. Hang on. He's interested in anything I'm interested in and you're interested in your life. If it's important to you, it's important to God. God is not some big faraway God that's mad, he's upset, he's angry, he wants you to fall down. No, our God is a good God. He loves you. The Bible says the goodness of God leads you to repentance. It's not because he's got a big stick in his hand trying to knock you down. He's trying to say, come here, come here. I want to show you some goodness. I want to show you some love. I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want to show you the solution to the problem you're going through. That's the good God that I serve. And I'm telling you, he comes down to our level and he says, look, this will bless you. This will knock your socks off. I did have to get on to Joe and Angela because I told them they knew I would hurt myself at that place. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That sounds like a good God to me. Somebody will tell us about a ministry we've never heard of. And we receive so much from it. We turn it on YouTube or listen to a CD or something. Or we hear a song. Somebody will tell us about a song and we listen to it over and over and it just blesses us. But I know that's coming from God because he knows what we like and he knows what will bless us. I still want to hang on natural things for a minute because people got this mindset that God doesn't, he doesn't intervene in natural things. He's just not involved in that. And I want to change that. I want to kick that over. A few years ago, I heard about this thing called TiVo. It's a recording device for your TV. And you hook it up to your TV. You skip commercials. You watch only what you want to watch, and you watch it when you want to watch it. You can see a two-hour movie in about an hour and 20 minutes, hour 25 minutes. To me, it was God's goodness. Now, God knew we would like it, and we got one years ago, and we've had one ever since. Now, Bonnie was teaching one night. I thought this was so funny. Bonnie was teaching one night. I told her I was going to embarrass her publicly this morning. And Bonnie was teaching one night, and she said, and I didn't know this, she said, you know, Pastor aggravated me for, this is in her teaching, she said, Pastor, he bugged me for nearly 2 years about TiVo, to get a TiVo. He did it for at least 2 years. Then she said, they got one, and it's one of the best things they ever bought. And then she said, I wouldn't even have a TV if I didn't have a TiVo. It was that good of a thing. It was that big of a blessing in their life. Now I recognize that pattern from my brother Rick and myself aggravating her for 2 years. I do recognize that, and I'm binding that in Jesus' name. I'm breaking that pattern in Jesus' name. Exodus 33:19. He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before you, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Matthew 7:11, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? I'm telling you about natural things, okay? We went to pick up a prescription from the drugstore. The druggist said, this is a few years ago, the druggist said, we're out of this. He went around the counter, he picked up something. It was a cheap, like knockoff brand of allergy medicine. And he said, it's the same thing, but you won't need a prescription for it. He said, it's the exact same thing. He said, would you like it? I said, yes, I would. That was God's goodness to me. Yeah. Now, every time those symptoms ever come up, you pray, and then you don't have to go to the doctor. You can get those things that I've God has used that over and over to deliver me from a problem that would try to get a hold of me over and over. Now, that was his goodness. I know some people still say God's not concerned with little things like that. I concede the point that he might not deal with you that way, but I assure you, you're blocking his goodness by your preconceived wrong ideas about God. God was just trying to get healing to us however He could, because He's a good God. Can I give you another one? I was in back pain about a year and a half ago. Pretty bad. And it was something. But I went to the doctor, got a shot, and they were talking about like an epidural, a pain block shot, and said that you'll need to take those, you know, every 6 months or whatever. And I'm like, I just couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we prayed about it and prayed about it. And then Chrissy was telling me and Pastor Sharon about stretching exercises. So she sent Pastor Sharon some stretching exercises to show me to do or whatever. And I did those, and it was worse. I don't know where Chrissy's at. I'm sure I did it wrong, Chrissy. I'm sure I did. I'm sure those exercises helped a lot. But I did it wrong. Okay, I said that purposely, because Chrissy talking about those exercises, it opened my eyes of my understanding, my mind, to the fact that I wouldn't have to get pain block shots from then on. So me and Pastor Sharon are still praying about it, and we're watching QVC. And they have this thing on QVC that you lay on the floor, it inflates your back, the vertebrae in your back, single vertebrae, and like stretches them. And it's like the stretching exercises that I'm sure Chrissy was talking about that I did wrong, that it would do properly, and you just do it. It's like a minute each time, and then they have one that's 5 minutes. It was pretty expensive, and it was the reviews. I normally buy stuff by reviews, and the reviews were all bad. I mean some of them were midpoint, but you know they just weren't good. But we kept feeling, you know, we've been praying about this a lot, and we both looked at each other when they put it on there. And so we got it. It was amazing. I mean it. It was amazing. You could be in pain and be out of pain after you got off the thing. Now I know some people will say it might not work for everybody. I'm not giving a blanket thing saying you need to go out and buy that. You might not. It might not work for you. But to me, that was God's goodness getting me out of pain. Can you see that? Okay, hang on, because I'm still on this line. Pastor Sharon was going through some things in her body. We've been praying about them for a while, and they were doing a lot of tests. And y'all know about some of that. And then we were watching 700 Club, and they started talking about essential oils. And we know nothing about essential oils. You put in an aroma thing or something, and we don't know anything about it. And they had this book that you could buy. It wasn't associated with 700 Club. It was just somebody they had on there. And they had the oil bottles, those little bitty essential oil bottles that were very pricey. But they said that if you got the wrong ones, they weren't saying you had to get that brand, but if you got the wrong ones, it could be harmful to you. So you needed something that was through certain guidelines, you know, to get. And so we did it. And I'd say a week later, really 3 days later, there was a noticeable change in Pastor Sharon. And in a week, all the symptoms were gone. Now, you can say what you want to, but see, my preconceived ideas could have been, I don't know, I don't believe in that essential oil stuff. I would never try anything like that. That's a bunch of hooey. I ain't going to do it. It's too expensive. I ain't going to fool with it. See, but our preconceived ideas keep us in that box, and God's trying to get us out of that box to try to bless us and use the natural means. See, God will get you healed any which way He can get it. God will get you blessed any which way He can get it. However He can get it to us, He'll do it for us. But we can't receive it sometimes. He knows what will be a blessing to you, and He knows what will be a blessing to me. He's a personal God. Some of the things I've mentioned, you say, well, that wouldn't be a blessing to me. That's okay. God's got what you need that will bless you. I've heard so many testimonies through the years that have said, God said He would supply all your needs, but He didn't say He would supply your wants. I've heard it, and it sounds so spiritual. It sounds so religious. It's so powerful. It seems like it's so holy, but it's such a big fat lie. Because the Word of God doesn't say that. It does say He'll supply your needs, but it also says He... Oh, hang on. Go to Psalms 37 and verse number 4. I'm going to build a case for this. See, God's a good God. Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's not just your needs. That's your desires. That's things that you want. That's things that He knows will bless you. That's because He's a good God, and He's got stuff that He wants to give us. He wants to bless us. He wants to help us. But we cut Him off so many times. Because it's outside of our box. It's more than we want to pay. But God is trying to enrich our lives. But we're shutting Him down. When we went on vacation, I've told y'all this before, many years ago, with Mike and Sharon. Mike and Karen. Pastor Sharon went too. Me and Pastor Sharon and Mike and Karen. And we went, you know, it was like a big, long vacation. And one of the places that I know Karen and Mike were real excited about was seeing the lighthouses in Maine. And that was like my least favorite, you know, when we were talking about it, that was my least favorite. Okay, because my preconceived idea was, you've seen one lighthouse, you've seen them all. And I said, I've seen lighthouses in books. How pretty could they be? I mean, that'd be wonderful. That'd be great. That's a lighthouse. Wonderful. I really wanted to skip the lighthouse part of it and go to the other things. But we did, you know, the Maine, and we went to, you know, different lighthouses in Maine. Now, I was so wrong. Because now I realize if I had that trip to do over again, I'd skip the other parts of the trip, and I'd stay in Maine, and I'd see those lighthouses again, and I'd, you know, eat at the places that we there was a place up there, I can tell on Karen, she's not here this morning, there was a place up there that we ate, and it overlooked, you know, the ocean, and it was beautiful, and it was just a little bay, and oh, it was great. And I typically get dessert when I eat, sometimes, most of the time, a lot of times, yeah. Yeah, I'm under the anointing, yeah, I get dessert. Like you didn't know that. But anyway, they asked us about dessert that day, and it was some sort of cobbler. I don't know if it was blackberry or blueberry, it was one of those two. And I said, nah, I don't think I'm going to get it today. Nah, because I'm not that big on cobblers that much, you know. And I said, it'd be good, but nah, I'm not going to get it. Now, for the past, I guess, 13, 14, 15 years since that vacation, Karen has threw it under our nose that is the best cobbler she ever had in her whole life. And she is the only one on this vacation that had that cobbler. And it is the very best. It couldn't have been any better. She's never had any better ever in her whole life. That was one of those experiences where I let my human reasoning, nah, you don't like cobbler that much. Now, if I had it do over again, I'd get a cobbler. I'd get a double helping of the cobbler. You understand? See, I'm talking about natural things. Okay. Let me get you hands. How many of you have I ever told you about a pressure cooker? Y'all know we have pressure cookers down here at the church too. You know, the reason I did that is because it's such a good thing in my life, in our life, because you could take frozen food that you didn't remember to thaw out, throw it in there. Say, take a thing of chicken juice, throw it in there, throw a flat little piece of bacon in there, shut the lid, and you got food in an hour and a half, or 45 minutes, or 30 minutes. You got a whole meal, you ain't got to do nothing to it. To me, that is so good. That is such a blessing. That's the reason I've bothered so many of you that raised your hand about a pressure cooker. That's the reason. Because to me, I'm talking about God's goodness when I do that. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, God gives us richly all things to enjoy. How many of you have ever told about the Walmart grocery app? Show of hands. Okay. All right. I'm just checking. The reason I told you about that is because it's so good. You buy your groceries online. You pull up to the store. They load your car. That's God's goodness to me. Yeah. You ain't got a fool with nothing. And then if they don't have it, they give you twice of what it was, and you don't pay the extra. They give you, you bought the Great Value brand. They bought you the best brand they had, the one that cost three times as much, and they gave you twice as much of it, and you didn't pay a nickel more. Amen. But that's okay. That's the glory. See, to me, that's the glory. I understand everybody's different. We're all different. Psalms 31:19, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who reverently fear you, which you have prepared for those who take refuge in you before the sons of man. I'm going to shift it a second. A man told me one time, I like your church, but this is not my church, by the way. I'm used to a more traditional praise and worship. So that's why we don't come anymore. We have limiting mindsets that limit what God can do in our lives. Another one. I like your church, but you have women, a woman pastor, my wife. Not a thing to talk to me about. Unless you want a beat down. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I repent for that. I'm sorry, Lord. Well, you have a woman pastor and you have woman teachers. That's right. But because of your preconceived ideas, you're not able to receive all the goodness that God wants you to receive. You heard Pastor Sharon and these ladies. Oh my God. These ladies are fired up. God is calling people to this church that aren't here. And some of them said no. They've been praying and praying for a great home church, one that's on fire for God, but their personal preferences are limiting the work of God in their lives. So it doesn't fit their mold, so they say no. They're missing out on more of God's goodness because of their traditions and preconceived ideas. God's goodness is trying to enrich their lives, but they're shutting Him down with those limiting mindsets and preconceived ideas. Well, I would never buy that kind of car. I would never work at that kind of job. I would never go to that kind of church. And God is sometimes just trying to make our lives easier and more enjoyable, but we won't let Him. Allow God's goodness to come into your life more. Let's release our preconceived ideas and let God do a new thing and bless us with more of His goodness. So what am I, I'm going to ask this question again. What am I saying no to that the Holy Spirit is saying yes to? In what ways am I missing the goodness of God? In what ways is God trying to enrich my life, but I'm shutting Him down by saying no? Psalms 27 and 13 in closing. I would have fainted unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to God. I ask y'all to stand. Glory to God. I'm going to ask Patty if she'd just come for a minute. Just play. Glory to God. Thank y'all for receiving the way you did today. Y'all received so great. Thank you. Y'all just drew it out. Y'all understand the anointing is greatly affected by the hearer. Utterance greatly affected by the hearer.